Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Attorney General Martha Coakley says she'll make longer school days her priority if she's elected governor. Coakley, a Democrat, announced in a web video that she's running. It was released this morning and shows images of her reading the paper, then talking to voters, as she refers to her loss to Republican Scott Brown in her U.S. Senate race 3 years ago.
You know, a lot of folks say that politics is tough, and it can be. I know what it's like to lose a race. I know how hard that is.
But Coakley was criticized for not campaigning hard enough in that race. To counter that impression, she began a tour of Massachusetts today, starting with her hometown, Medford. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice was there.
All of Martha Coakley's political experience is in law enforcement for the last 6 years as Attorney General, and before that, in the office of the Middlesex County District Attorney. It's the kind of resume Massachusetts voters have consistently rejected when they've elected governors. Attorneys General have a hard time getting promoted to governor. But Coakley argues that her career has taught her valuable lessons that she can use beyond enforcing the law.
But I wanted to prevent crime, and I started to see how when kids had too much time after school, when kids had too much time in the summer, when kids dropped out of school or were tardy because of learning disabilities or not getting the right program, they were more likely to get into trouble.
Coakley cites her own experience becoming one of the first class of women admitted to Williams College as an example of how education can transform a life.
I was able to grow up in North Adams, Massachusetts, go to high school, go to a great college, get a great education, and go to law school. My parents believed in education. I know how important that was.
Unlike the Republican who entered the race earlier this month, Coakley is not coming to the defense of one of her potential Democratic opponents. State Senator Dan Wolf owns 23% of Cape Air, which flies into Logan Airport. He's trying to persuade the State Ethics Commission to carve out an exception to a law that prohibits people who own companies that have contracts with the state from holding state office. When he launched his race 2 weeks ago, Republican Charlie Baker was sympathetic to Wolf's plight. Today, Coakley was more cautious.
We need the best talent that we have running for government. I think we should be able to have folks with all kinds of backgrounds run. We obviously want to look at conflicts, and so that is one of the issues here, and I think that they'll be able to sort that out.
In the Democratic primary, Coakley also faces former surgeon Joe Avalone, former Medicare director Don Berwick, Homeland Security expert Juliette Kayyem, and state treasurer Steve Grossman. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.